The White House has said that Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour pause in fighting in northern Gaza. The White House confirmed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to President Joe Biden's request to institute daily pauses. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the Israelis had committed to announcing each four-hour window at least 3 hours in advance. Kirby added that the pauses could help in the release of over 200 Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Biden had also told reporters that he had asked the Israelis for a pause longer than 3 days during negotiations over the release of some hostages held by Hamas. However, Biden made it clear there was no possibility of a general ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.